Traditionally, the legislative hearing on the governor's aid to localities budget has been called Tin Cup Day, as a procession of mayors ask the legislature to add money for their cities to the governor's budget. But Mayor Bloomberg told the Joint Legislative Fiscal Committees that he came to support the governor's budget. Afterward, he explained why.
I think, by and large, this is a pretty good budget for New York City, and I think it's a very good budget for the state. The governor has lots of new ideas to try new things. Some will work, some won't, but I'd rather have somebody trying things than somebody knowing what can't be done.
Bloomberg and Governor Cuomo largely agree on the need for pension reform, offering lesser benefits to future employees, and settling on a teacher evaluation plan. In fact, Bloomberg went out of his way to praise the governor and downplay any past tensions between Cuomo and himself. He told reporters after a private meeting with the governor that those stories have been overhyped in the media.
New York City has a good partner in Albany, and it'll stay that way.
The mayor did not hold back, though, when he was questioned at the hearing by Assemblyman David Weprin. The Queens Democrat asked why Bloomberg wasn't pushing harder for more state aid. Weprin says under the previous governor, the city's share was slashed with the understanding that it would be restored the following year. Weprin says Governor Cuomo has not honored that commitment, and he suggested Bloomberg should be pushing harder.
I'm obviously very frustrated, as most of my colleagues are from New York City. Are you going to be making that argument strongly?
Bloomberg turned the tables, chiding Assemblyman Weprin for not being more aggressive instead.
You did vote for the budget.
Well,
what? I'm sorry. That's it.
In the end,
I couldn't agree more. I didn't vote for the budget. You did.
Well, but there were other
Mr.
good
Farrell
things.
Mr. Farrell probably voted for the budget for all.
There were other good things in the budget. Obviously, the budget is a final document. And that's what the process
is. So negotiate harder for the people you represent. I'm in favor of that. You represent me. We're close by.
Weprin decided to drop that line of questioning.
Thank you.
While New York City's mayor may be pleased with Cuomo's budget, some upstate mayors clearly are not. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, whose city was singled out in Cuomo's budget as the recipient of $1 billion in economic aid, told lawmakers at the hearing that he would still like more from the Aid to Municipalities Fund, as well as restorations of other funding streams.
The austerity measures that the state has taken, and because of necessity, have had a very significant impact on the city of Buffalo's finances. And if not addressed, will jeopardize the fiscal recovery we have worked so hard in Buffalo to establish.
Rochester Mayor Tom Richards says his city has a $40 million budget gap and is approaching the point of financial failure. He says the 2% property tax cap imposed by Cuomo and lawmakers last year means the city can raise just $3.2 million additional dollars. The bankruptcy of the city's former largest employer, Kodak, further erodes the tax base as well as the economy, says Richards. Mayor Richards says Rochester has the lowest per capita rate of any upstate city for the state's aid to municipalities fund, which results in the city paying more for its schools than Buffalo, even though there are fewer students.
And this is not to disparage Buffalo. We think you're doing right by Buffalo. We just think you want you to do right about us as well.
The budget hearings continue for another 3 weeks and will include testimony on health, the environment, and taxes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.